news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today in India, where they reported a global record for new coronavirus cases for the fifth straight day on Monday, with 352,991 new confirmed infections over a 24-hour period. The United States is moving immediately to send India new materials it needs to produce vaccines. The Biden administration is also sending India medical equipment, including ventilators, PPE, and rapid diagnostic tests. Dr. Anthony Fauci said the U.S. is also considering sending millions of doses of surplus AstraZeneca vaccine to India. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the Sunday New York Times that fully vaccinated American tourists would be able to visit the European Union this summer. The EU shut down non-essential travel from most countries just over a year ago in a bid to curb the spread of the coronavirus. U.S. and EU authorities are conducting advanced talks on the use of vaccine certificates to confirm visitors' immunity. Diplomats from European countries that depend heavily on tourism have argued that progress on vaccinations, rather than current caseloads, should be used to determine whether a country is safe. But more than 5 million people in the U.S. have failed to get their second dose of either the Moderna or Pfizer coronavirus vaccines. This according to new data released by the CDC on Sunday. That amounts to nearly 8% of the 140 million people who've already received at least one dose of the vaccine in the U.S. Some people have reported that they showed up for their second shots at pharmacies like Walgreens, but were told that they were out of the appropriate vaccine. So go back. Get that second shot. Okay? Okay. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on Sunday said he would support a pared-down infrastructure plan, suggesting breaking President Biden's proposed $2 trillion package into smaller packages. Manchin also said he did not support trying to pass the package without Republican support through reconciliation, but did say that a smaller infrastructure plan proposed by Republicans was a, quote, good start. The International Climate Summit, hosted by President Biden, wrapped up on Friday, with the United States pledging to reduce its dependence on fossil fuels while helping other countries do the same by doubling climate finance for developing countries to $5.7 billion a year. As to whether any good comes out of this summit, well, history will decide that. On one hand, China's President Xi Jinping attended and pledged to phase out coal projects and said that Beijing is willing to work with Washington on climate issues despite tensions between the two governments. But analysts were less excited about the fact that afterwards, China's foreign minister indicated such a partnership is conditions-based. Meanwhile, Australia, India, Indonesia, Mexico, and Russia all didn't make any new promises to cut down on fossil fuels. Brazil's president Bolsonaro promised to double funds to curb deforestation, but then approved a cut to the environmental ministry a day later. Sheriff Tommy Wooten of Pasquotank, North Carolina, said on Sunday that his office would file to have a judge release body camera footage of deputies fatally shooting another black man, Andrew Brown Jr., last week, as long as the state authorities say that won't compromise their investigation. Huh? The shooting occurred as deputies served warrants in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where seven deputies have been placed on administrative leave. Brown, a father of seven, was shot in the back as he ran away. Allegedly, the body cam footage can't be released without a court order. And we're all standing here saying, well, what are you waiting for? So that was Andrew Brown Jr. of North Carolina. No relation, as far as we know, to Isaiah Brown, a 32-year-old unarmed black man who was shot by police Wednesday in Virginia. Body camera footage and 911 audio of that shooting has just been released. Brown survived the shooting, which involved more than six rounds, and is reportedly being treated at a local hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The deputy who shot Brown had just given him a ride home earlier Wednesday. After Brown arrived, he dialed 911 during an argument with his brother. While on the line with the dispatcher, he reportedly asked his brother for a gun and told the dispatcher he was about to kill his brother. The deputy returned and saw Brown walking outside, reportedly mistook the phone he was speaking into for a gun, reportedly warned Brown to drop the gun multiple times before shooting. It wasn't a gun. It was a phone. So these incidents, along with last week's police shooting of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant in Columbus, Ohio, are casting even more scrutiny on police practices at a time when calls for police reform are growing through the country. Capitol Hill lawmakers are expressing optimism that bipartisan cooperation on a police reform bill may lead to real results. Well, the date is June 16th. That's when former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced. Chauvin, of course, was convicted on Tuesday on murder and manslaughter charges in the killing of George Floyd. Chauvin, who could face 40 years in prison, is being held in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day as he awaits his sentencing. So President Biden on Saturday became the first president in 40 years to call the mass killings of Armenians by the Ottoman Empire in 1915 a genocide. While addressing Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, Biden said, quote, "The American people honor all those Armenians who perished in the genocide that began 106 years ago today." The statement fulfilled a campaign promise Biden made to Armenian Americans. Biden had warned President Erdogan of Turkey of his plan to make this announcement beforehand, but Turkey still officially condemned the statement. And I wonder when our government will admit to the genocide of Native Americans. Just asking. And finally, the first 2020 census results will be released on Monday at 3 Eastern during a press conference. This will include the state population numbers used to reallocate House seats and Electoral College votes. Redistricting data still to come. That's expected by August 16th. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.